So, I'm back. Only moments afterwards, as you may be able to tell by the ambient sound. The security light at the industrial complex next to that spooky park has triggered off a light, as if something on the motion detector has set it on. So I'm even further away from there at this time. We've been using Priceline to name your own price. That's the part where you bid, not the part where you just look at the price that they say, oh, we can get you hotels and 3 stars in this area for $165. None of that, because that doesn't buy you anything. You have to bid, and you have to say, no, I want a hotel for $85 a night. That's a 3-star hotel in that area. You have to do that to make anything worthwhile out of Priceline. Anyway, Chuan does that, and she does a wonderful job of it. So what we have done is we've stayed in 3-star hotels in Palm Springs, which was nice, and in Arcadia to begin with, which was very nice. And then James and I booked just straight up with Motel 6 because I was trying to get the absolute cheapest thing I could to try to compensate for the fact that we'd already paid for the camping. But now we're back in a hotel that we bid, and we're at the Radisson in Covina. And at first, well, I mean, it's a lovely hotel. It's obviously quite old, 20, 30 years maybe. And we walk into the room, and it was absolutely a stunner. I mean, for $85 a night, this was a stunner. This is an apartment. It has a living room. It has a kitchenette with microwave, refrigerator, sink. It's got a wet bar. It's got a bathroom, yay. And it's got a changing inner-outer bathroom. The room has 4 sinks, for crying out loud. And then it has a separate master bedroom. And it's huge. I mean, I've had apartments that were smaller than this room. It was, you know, I walk in and you go, wow, we hit the jackpot. But what we're finding, and I'm not quite ready to say that this is the first time we've ever kind of gotten stuck, but what we're finding is that this place is weird. I'll give you some examples. There's a big bright spotlight that just happens to shine right in our window all night, that's used for accent lighting on the building. There's the handle on the toilet is upside down and backwards. So in other words, it's towards the seat and you have to lift it up to flush it. The door knob on the inside is upside down and backwards. The air conditioning unit works great, but it obviously condenses in water that pours down in the walls and bulges out the paint. There's this, I don't know, 10-inch, 12-inch step up into the master bedroom. There's no door there. There's just this honking great trip over it and break your head on the bed kind of step up. The wet bar only has hot water in it. There's just little, niggly little weird things about this room. Everywhere you go, there's just like this little strange... Oh, and the pull-out bed for the kids has been destroyed. Now, that one's obviously their fault. For sure, not the kids, the hotel's fault, because the springs are out. But you know, it would be a phenomenal... And the Wi-Fi just doesn't work. I mean, it's free Wi-Fi. You see people walking around the lobby, lifting and flipping their laptop things, trying to find it. You get a good, strong signal, but it just doesn't stay. I haven't been able to get part of my frustrating Wi-Fi problem I've been having for days. Here, too. I just can't get Wi-Fi signal to stay long enough to get anything done. So, weird. Weird. But, you know, it's kind of nice, but kind of strange. Anyway, that's it for today. Talk to you again later.